Hi everyone, I'm Eric.
And I'm Philippe.
And welcome to Culture Class, Essential Brazilian Portuguese Vocabulary, Lesson 25. Writers. In this lesson, you'll learn five essential words related to fine arts. These are five famous Brazilian writers, hand-picked. You can find a complete list of vocabulary at PortuguesePod101.com. Philippe, what's our first name?
Machado de Assis.
Machado de Assis.
Machado de Assis. Machado de Assis.
Listeners, please repeat.
Machado de Assis.
Machado de Assis was an advocate of monarchism and is regarded as the greatest author of Brazilian literature. His work spans practically all literary genres. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this name.
As obras mais famosas de Machado de Assis são Memórias Póstumas de Brás Cubas e Dom Casmurro.
The most famous works of Machado de Assis are The Posthumous Memoirs of Brás Cubas and Dom Casmurro.
As obras mais famosas de Machado de Assis são Memórias Póstumas de Brás Cubas e Dom Casmurro.
Okay, what's the next name?
Paulo Coelho.
Paulo Coelho.
Paulo Coelho. Paulo Coelho.
Listeners, please repeat.
Paulo Coelho.
Paulo Coelho is probably the most famous Brazilian writer worldwide and is one of the most widely read authors in the world today. His bestseller, The Alchemist, has been translated into 67 languages. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this name.
Paulo Coelho é um dos membros da Academia Brasileira de Letras desde 2002.
Paulo Coelho has been one of the members of the Brazilian Academy of Letters since 2002.
Paulo Coelho é um dos membros da Academia Brasileira de Letras desde 2002.
Okay, what's the next name?
Monteiro Lobato.
Monteiro Lobato.
Monteiro Lobato. Monteiro Lobato.
Listeners, please repeat.
Monteiro Lobato.
Monteiro Lobato is most known for his children's books, but he was also a great fiction writer, translator, and art critic. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this name.
Monteiro Lobato escreveu o livro infantil Sítio do Pica-Pau Amarelo.
Monteiro Lobato wrote the kids' book Yellow Woodpecker Farm.
Monteiro Lobato escreveu o livro infantil Sítio do Pica-Pau Amarelo.
Okay, what's the next name?
Cecília Meirelles.
Cecília Meirelles.
Cecília Meirelles. Cecília Meirelles.
Listeners, please repeat.
Cecília Meirelles.
Cecília Meirelles was a Brazilian poet and educator, and is considered Brazil's finest female poet. as well as one of the great female poets in the Portuguese language. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this name.
Cecília Meirelles aborda temas como vida, amor e tempo nas suas obras.
Cecília Meirelles approaches themes like life, love, and time in her works.
Cecília Meirelles aborda temas como vida, amor e tempo nas suas obras.
Okay, what's the last name?
Lígia Fagundes Telles.
Lígia Fagundes Telles.
Lígia Fagundes Telles. Lígia Fagundes Telles.
Listeners, please repeat.
Lígia Fagundes Telles.
Lígia Fagundes Telles is a novelist and short story writer and winner of the Camões Prize, the greatest Portuguese language literary award. Telles is one of the three female members of the Brazilian Academy of Letters. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this name.
As principais obras de Lígia Fagundes Telles são Ciranda de Pedra, As Meninas e As Horas Nuas.
The main works from Lígia Fagundes Telles are The Marble Dance, The Girl in the Photograph, and The Naked Hours.
As principais obras de Lígia Fagundes Telles são Ciranda de Pedra, As Meninas e As Horas Nuas.
Okay, listeners, are you ready to be quizzed on the words you just learned? Felipe will give you the Portuguese. Please repeat it out loud. Are you ready?
Machado de Assis.
Machado de Assis.
Paulo Coelho.
Paulo Coelho.
Monteiro Lobato.
Monteiro Lobato.
Cecília Meirelles.
Cecília Meirelles.
Lígia Fagundes Telles.
Lígia Fagundes Telles. There you have it. 5 writers in Brazil. We have more vocab lists available at PortuguesePod101.com, so be sure to check them out. Thanks, everyone. See you in another series.
Ciao.